I would say for sure, especially with what happened with the concussions and whatnot. But I got to go see the doctor and whatnot. Got to get all the information that I needed from him on whether it was a good idea or whether it wasn't a good idea. And got to sit down with them and basically told them what I wanted to do.
Who was the most vocal in your family telling you, why don't we just stop this? I love you too much. Football's too dangerous. It's just dangerous.
It wasn't too vocal, but it was just brought up here and there. Like, you know, I don't think you should continue to play and whatnot, but we'll always support what you want to do. And it's more so like my mom. And I get it. Like, you know, I got kids too now, and it's like you can understand why the mothers are the way they are.
Tua from
last month with Dan Le Batard.
A month ago.
Yeah.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, tough one. Tough one. Tough to watch. Tough to, you know, kind of accept what's coming. The conversation around Tua and all of it.
Yeah.
We teased three things going to the break. Number one, Vaughn, what he was wearing. I did see it.
Yeah.
I believe he was wearing an autographed hat that he signed himself on his head.
Yes.
Power move.
So me and the people I was watching with, we noticed him wearing the hat on the broadcast with the autograph, and we were trying to guess at whose autograph it was. And I'm like, oh, Pitbull's probably there, right? Or they showed somebody else, like maybe, you know, J-Lo, whoever. Miami celebrity signed it. And then we saw it on Twitter. None of us brought up the idea that he could have been wearing his own autographed hat.
Yep.
Which is what he was wearing.
That's what it appeared to be, indeed. Nice hat.
Yeah.
All right, that's Vaughn's look.
It's like the plaid Bills hat, right?
We also, yeah, yeah. Buffalo, I think it's called...
Is it Buffalo plaid?
Buffalo plaid.
I think Buffalo plaid
Did we just call it Buffalo
plaid? Wait, no. I think Buffalo plaid is black and red.
Okay, that sounds right.
Which is definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
Buffalo plaid should be black and red.
How about a Buffalo plaid goat head jersey? Listen, we're getting
We're
getting things done over here.
Let's go. That needs to happen tomorrow.
Right after.
I need to see a black and red goat head jersey tomorrow. How has that not happened already?
In Buffalo plaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The color already matches.
Right after we do, yeah, like Buffalo plaid on the shoulders. Right after we get Zuba's end zones for the Bills. We want Zuba's
end zones. Both things. I'm in.
All right. Keon's look. We teased three things. Vaughn's look, Keon's look, and the Shakir endorsement. Keon's look. He had two. He does this. Two mouth guards in the colors of the team he's playing against. That's something that Keon Coleman does all the time.
Oh, I didn't know about the colors.
Yes.
I knew he wore two mouth guards.
Yes, and it's often the teams that they're playing against. That is the two mouth guards. It's his thing.
Yeah.
Also a look. Terry Pegula in the press box with the glasses.
Yeah. What would you call those? Would those be... I saw them at first. I'm like, are those like rec specs or something? Like Horace Grant or whatever. Well, those are goggles, right?
Horace Grant.
But they were definitely like glasses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then finally, the godfather of wide receiver evaluation, at least on the internet, and who I trust with all my decisions in Dynasty Fantasy Football, Matt Harmon writes about Khalil Shakir. I'm not sure how much volume he's going to get on a weekly basis, but Khalil Shakir really is the ideal receiver for modern NFL offenses. I've always been partial to route runners. I still am. Shakir's a strong route runner, consistently impactful after the catch. Better yet, he doesn't just do it with speed. He has solid size, plays physical ball in the open field. With the way teams are playing defense, it's important to not only get open, but also do something with the ball afterward. Ideal receiver. If that's true,
yeah,
give him $30 million. Just saying, if that's true,
mm-hmm.
You're going to pay him.
Pay him 30?
I mean, no, they're not going to do that. I did have this thought,
What would
though.
He have to do?
I did have this thought. Curtis Samuel has not been a part of the offense yet, maybe still working back from that injury, and... You know, whatever. The Bills had a near-perfect game. They didn't need much from their receivers. Maybe if the throw that goes to Curtis Samuel in the end zone is a throw to Coleman, he has a better shot at that. Like, he's a bigger, you know, catch point, attack the ball guy. So, whatever. Like, they're outside receivers. We're two games in,
mm-hmm.
and the big number on the board is 51 from Coleman.
Yep, which is fine.
That's
but then,
fine.
But they have zero after that.
Right, they haven't needed it.
I mean, an outside receiver didn't catch a ball yesterday.
No, that's right.
Shakir maybe was lined up outside on one of his. Way too early Bills topic, but You know, maybe someday we're going to be debating who they're going to prioritize, because next year is the final year for both Khalil Shakir and James Cook.
Boy, Shakir's number is interesting.
Who are they paying?
Spencer Brown just got 18.
18.
I mean, Shakir, listen, if you're a good receiver,
you pay him.
You know what he gets paid?
And you pay him before you pay the running back. I don't care how many touches the running back gets. You pay him before the running back.
You know what he gets paid? Shakir gets like 18. He gets like a Christian Kirk contract.
Yeah. That's Gabe Davis in 2 years. Gabe Davis's $13 million right now will be like Shakir's $18 million in 2 years.
Yeah.
It'll probably be the equivalent of, like, with the percentages.
If he's the ideal receiver.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Bills and you think you can find guys to do that for you.
Well, right now, is there any doubt through two games? Or there's doubt. I mean, sure, anything could happen. But would anybody bet against him right now being their leading wide receiver in catches for the year?
Not at all. I would not bet it. No.
Not even close. Like, I thought for a long period of the offseason, I really thought it was going to be Samuel. I never really got there on Coleman being it. He was in week one. But now it's just like, no, it's going to be Khalil Shakir. And maybe even more than Kincaid. Like, right now, would you take him over Kincaid to lead the team in catches?
I would.
Okay.
Kincaid, for what he is, you know, there's a lot of, well, we drafted this guy to be a matchup nightmare. You just, that does not happen right now.
Right.
He does not present them with matchup nightmares.
He's not beating guys up the seam, right?
No, like, I'm not saying he's not any good or not important, but
yeah,
you know, and there's a lot of season to still come.
Sure.
But the fantasy world is freaking out about Kincaid. Like, what on earth has happened?
A little bit. Yeah. Like, he doesn't feel like the type of player you should be having to force the ball to. Which is, hey, like, force the ball, whatever. Maybe the wrong word. Because it implies, maybe people think it implies like a negative connotation. They were designing plays to get him the ball. Every time he got the ball yesterday, the play was, there was no plan B. The play is, the ball's going to Dalton Kincaid. The Shakir plays were, Allen's dropping back, scanning the field, who's open? Khalil Shakir, bam. And that is where you want Kincaid to be a star. And not just, well, the play's designed for him. The play designed for him, like, he did great. Like, he did fine. He made yards after catch. He got more yards on probably every one of those plays than he probably should have. But what you're going to need for him to be a star tight end is more than that. He's going to have to be the guy more often when Allen drops back, scans the field. Who's open? Kincaid.
803-0550. Chance in Alabama. Good morning, Chance. Happy Victory Friday.
Good morning, guys. You know, a couple points. Last night's broadcast on Amazon was just horrible. Al Michaels, with all due respect to his career, he sounds like he's on his last legs. He just sounded tired, sleepy. Herb Street, he's good in college football, but he kept spitting missed facts. He said before McDermott got there in the 20 years, the Bills made the playoffs a few times, just saying dumb stuff that, you know, is just not accurate. And it was just a boring broadcast, other than Fitzpatrick and Richard Sherman's all right, I think. It was just terrible. I didn't like it at all. And I don't think it's too early to start thinking about the trade deadline. I think, you know, both our linebackers may not come back till December, from what I've been reading on the internet. Or, I mean, that's being hopeful. The quicker we get a better linebacker, and we got an extra second round pick if we wanted to go, you know, really big and get a really good one. I don't think it's too early. And last quick point, I love how, like, Dalton and Shakir, they fight for those extra yards. We haven't seen that a lot. You know, since Allen's been here, receivers just, they'll put their head down and they'll get those two extra yards. They're always falling forward. They're always taking that hit and getting those two extra yards, and I just love to see that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Chance. On the deadline, it's interesting to bring that up. First on Terrell Bernard, torn pectoral, if it is, there are degrees of tears.
We think that would be it.
But I am in, like, this is probably how we do things as sports fans, as defense mechanisms. In my mind, he's out for the year.
Yeah.
And anything less than that will be, okay, 6 weeks. All right, good. It's bad news. Would they trade for a linebacker? They could.
It's going to depend what the replacements look like, too.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, how the season goes will determine this, right? Even though they're off to a great 2-0 start and we're all flying off of another dominant win over Miami, like, Brandon Bean's got an idea about a transition year. He's got a lot of picks and a lot of cap space coming in next year. So I don't think he's going to do anything to undo how much flexibility he's got next year. But that said, if we get to the deadline and they are, you know, 6-2 or whatever the deadline is.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know what? It's a transition year, but these four pieces, we got way more out of Vaughn than I even thought we were going to get. Mm-hmm. James Cook is really taking his game to another level. Shakir is carrying this offense. You say linebacker. If they're still not getting the ball to anybody on the outside, it might be somebody to upgrade that spot instead of an MVS or whoever it might be. It could be a lot of things. But how they play up until that point will determine that, right? Why'd they get Rasul Douglas? Trey got hurt. They go, uh-oh, we're down a number one corner, and this is a team that's built to win. Let's go get a number one corner for this team. And they did. It was a perfectly executed move. So, deadline, we'll see. We'll see. We got in this conversation about Miami. What do they do to replace Tua? That's a team that is built paying for a division competition to be in it. It is not just let's burn a year of Waddle and Hill on
Hill's 30. It's time to go. Time to win, right? Like you can't wait around and waste a year.
If you were a Dolphin fan, would you say tank?
Man. I wouldn't want to. If I were on the air in Miami, I would be thinking it. I might not want to come in the next day with it, though, after Tua's health scare. But I would be thinking it. Yes, I'd be thinking it.
What does tank mean,
though? Are they going to trade Hill?
You try to finish in the top six. Just get up there.
Well, wait a minute.
Get up there where you can be in striking distance to. Listen, this whole thing can't go on fast forward. Like, Tua, what do you think? You're going to be done? You're going to retire? Okay, we got to go to the bottom and pick it.
Let's get stupid. The Dolphins fall apart completely. They don't replace the quarterback. It's deadline time. They're going to pick a quarterback at the top of the draft. They're on their way to doing that. Aren't they trading 30-year-old Tyreek Hill? Bam! In-division trade. Two first-round picks.
He's not coming here. No way.
Why not?
No.
No, you're right.
803-0550, Extendo Sports in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal will take you through. Take your calls. It's Victory Friday on WGR.
Back to pass. Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat. Racing to the end zone. And is he in? Yes, he is. The Cook has found the kitchen on a 17-yard touchdown reception.